Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime Uncle Podcast. Get it. Raise your hands in the air. Raise your hands in the air. Yeah, yeah. Is that Santa? Is that Santa? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Lifetime Uncle.
Yeah. 12 movies.
Technically 13, because of the Lifetime Movies Network movie. Third preview show, the final preview show before this whole thing gets started. It all gets started next weekend. And and here's the thing, everybody. First movie out Saturday night on Lifetime Channel. We're gonna
review the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Correct?
The 18th.
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna review it immediately, and that episode will be out Sunday.
We're gonna stay up late. It's for the people.
Well, right? Listen, when Lifetime starts this late, like we can't let a day pass by. Oh.
No, we got to be hot on that, and we'll stay up late. It'll be like hot takes right after.
So hot takes right after. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Man.
But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the final four.
The final four.
Lifetime Christmas movies that are going to be airing this year.
This is our last, I want to make sure I have this right before I go forward. This is our last preview episode of the year.
Maybe. As far as I know.
What do you mean as far as you know?
I don't know what.
Is there a 13th month?
No, I just don't know what the January movies hold. So like New Year's is tricky. So like, do they start a new year of movies as the first movie? Like, what do we do? Like, is there a December 30th Hallmark? I'm just saying. Most likely, yes. There won't be another preview show until the first week of January.
You heard it here first. This is the last preview episode on Deck the Hallmark for the year of our Lord 2023.
I said most likely.
If there's a Reba movie, we might need to do an emergency podcast.
It's an emergency podcast.
What do you mean? Is there a chance there's a pop-up Reba movie?
Always a chance. Reba just lets it lie low, and then she'll pop out and she'll be like,
ha, I'm Reba.
I'm Reba. Have you been watching Reba on The Voice?
No.
You sounded like it was a 100% yes. You were like, oh, man, have I not? I've not been doing that at all.
That, like, was my brain being like, how far could I lie about this? And it wasn't very far. I haven't seen The Voice since, like, season one.
Reba did a thing. I've watched some videos of her. And if someone picks to be on her team, she gives them tater tots.
Good gosh.
She has a tater tot cart. Man, that's tough to say.
Man.
A tater tot cart. And when you say, Reba, I choose you, she brings you over to the cart and she scoops you up a basket of tater tots.
This is not real.
I'm not making this up.
What?
Yeah.
Why everybody, would anyone not pick her then?
Everybody else is like, hey, you get a Team Legend shirt or whatever. And so she thought out of the box and she went with tater tots.
You could have a Team Legend shirt for the rest of your life, or you could have one box of tater tots.
Yeah, scooped by Reba.
And when you're filming on set, you're hungry, so you will take
I don't even really think it's that close. Yeah. If given the opportunity to have tater tots, because one of those things you can buy on eBay. Like, I could probably hunt down a Team Legend shirt worn from someone from The Voice if I really wanted to. You can't get a basket of tots.
I just fundamentally disagree here. Not about being able to find a shirt. I think that's true. But I think there are just myriad better gifts for you to choose a team for a show that I've never actually seen, I would assume.
I think it's a Team Legend jacket. It's a really cool jacket.
Okay, all right. And instead you get, here's a basket of tots.
She's
throwing some chili and cheese on that bad boy?
I think there are some toppings that you can.
All right, so you're just kind of burying the lead.
Nacho bar.
Yeah, like a tacho bar. Yeah. Love a good tacho.
All I want for Christmas is a tater tot. That's
Where's that movie? Maybe that's Reba's next movie.
Hey, tater tot.
Did you ever watch the Reba sitcom? Patrick?
I've seen clips or I've seen. I've
or
seen
in other in words, oh, no.
I'm familiar.
You're familiar.
He's familiar. Patrick made it sound like he's the biggest Reba fan of all time. We have thrown he's multiple never things out.
Seen anything.
Didn't see the
Name
show.
Name me a Reba song not named Fancy.
Right. You know,
yeah, I think that is one.
Oh man, yeah, right,
let's get to it. Four movies. We don't got any time to waste. This is going to take a while.
We have plenty of time to waste. That's what we just did with the tater tot thing.
You thought that was a waste of time?
I mean, we were clearly vamping because if we just get to the four movies, it's a 10-minute episode.
True.
Give me two corks, one breathe, and one pour. Pick your order.
What
I'm
are you
out.
Creaming?
The third one. See ya.
Cream of the third one. All right, here we go. Wow. Up first is the Holiday Proposal Plan. Patrick, tell us everything we need to know about it.
Okay, the Holiday Proposal Plan airs December 16th, 8/7 Central, and it stars Tatiana Ali.
Ashley Banks. Jessie.
Yeah, we love Tatiana. All her Christmas movies.
She's the best.
Jesse Cove. Giovanni
Go Priada. Yay.
Or maybe Go Prada.
Go Prada. It's your birthday. Go Prada.
All right. And the movie synopsis goes as follows. Traveling columnist Sunny Kravitz and her ex-boyfriend Kip are forced to team up to help their best friends Bree and Jared to get engaged. Set to a backdrop, the four return to Sunny's parents' snowy chalet and set up 12 holiday traditions that are celebrated around the world to nudge Jared to ask Bree to be his wife. But it seems that the proposal plan doesn't just reignite the love between the engaged couple. Will Sunny and Kip rekindle what they once had?
I love that her Sunny name Kravitz is Sunny Kip. Kravitz and her boyfriend's name was just Kip.
He's just Kip.
Yes. Totally.
So this is like a buddy cop movie kind of.
No, buddy cop. No, there's no cops involved. Buddy comedy, I believe, is what you're going for.
We don't know what their occupation is.
I mean, yeah,
it doesn't actually give that information.
They could be cops.
You're basically saying this could be like a Lethal Weapon movie.
But instead, they're setting up 12 holiday traditions.
When I heard the synopsis, I thought Lethal Weapon. Beverly Hills Cop or something like that.
But with Christmas.
Yeah, and obviously Giovanni Goprati, of course.
Goprada.
Yeah.
And Sonny Kravitz and Kip, the dynamic cop duo that we've been waiting for.
That's a great duo.
This sounds fun to me. I like this idea. You know, the thing about doing the 12 days of Christmas or 12 whatever is that this is what always happens. You get like, you know, a few days and then they do like a montage and it shows you like a bunch of the other ones and then it kind of falls by the wayside a little bit. I think there's a way to do it right. I'm hopeful that we will get it done right with the Eddie Murphy movie this year that's airing on Prime. But if not, it could be this. If Eddie Murphy's Christmas movie flops, this will be the 12 days of Christmas thing. But it says it's to set up 12 holiday traditions. It's so not, it's not even 12 days of Christmas. That's just so random. That's so random.
From around the world, I've noticed this trend of all the around the world things coming into play in these Hallmark movies. They're like, we're bored with American traditions. Yeah. What do they do in Ethiopia?
Krampus. Do you want to know what happened to me? All around the world, statues, they crumble
for you?
Yeah.
Who knows how long?
I love you. I poured it up.
This you want me to go last?
No, go. I don't care.
This I was starting to target. You said Pat. It was a whole thing. Yeah. This. Have you ever gone by Pat in your life, Patrick?
You know, my friends call me Pat. Yeah.
Okay. They do. Cool. Great.
So in fact, heavily it is like.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
Or in other words, all the time.
You know. Not professionally or my family, but my friends do call me Pat. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm gonna put a cork in it. Because It sounds awful. I will say Tatiana Ali in a buddy cop comedy does intrigue me. I think we're overdue for a buddy cop Christmas film, but all in all, this does not sound like it's going to be good.
We will be covering this on the pod, so we'll find out if there are cops.
We will. And I agree that the 12, anything 12
gets a lot
annoying. So that's a red flag. I do like the director, Jake, who directed Me in a Lifetime movie, which happens to be right behind me. So that's like, you know, making me want to pour it up. But I think I'm going to let it breathe because there's the 12 thing really makes me nervous. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Patrick, you were telling us your 12 favorite Christmas snacks earlier. What were they again?
Pretzels.
Yeah.
An orange.
An orange.
Yeah. Christmas orange. Yeah. Candy canes.
Speaking of oranges, growing up, I had a scratch and sniff book. It was about a Christmas bear that was celebrated for Christmas. And
I love that book.
And the dad smokes a pipe. And yeah. Daddy Bear smokes. But the bear gets an orange in his stocking, and I always thought that was so funny. Like
that's an old fashioned thing.
No, yeah, just that a bear would get an orange. Yeah.
I get one every Christmas in my stocking.
Really?
Yeah.
An orange.
There you go.
Always have at the very bottom. Maybe it like weighs it down or something. But yeah, I just give it to my dad. I'm like, here you go. Like,
is there like a weight?
A Florida thing. You should get like a crab.
might not hold up.
Old Bay seasoning in the in the stocking.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our next one here on Deck the Light to Our Court.
I'm not joking. Back. Everywhere I go, people stop.
What do they do?
And they see.
What do they see?
Who knows how long I've loved
her? Weird.
Wow.
Personally, this is just me. It doesn't, you know, and no one else has, it doesn't have to apply to them, but I just want to fly.
Oh, higher, like a bird in the sky. You said it, buddy.
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. Well, we're back, everybody. We're talking about the Lifetime Christmas movies. We've got three left. A Christmas Intern is up next. Star-Studded Affair. Patrick, tell us about this one.
Okay, this one comes out... I have the same date, so that's probably wrong. Look it up. It stars Jackie Harry.
Jackie!
We love Jackie. Sierra Carter. Miss Vivica A. Fox.
I think that this is the same date. They have two movies coming out on the 16th, one at 8 and then one at 10.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know, they got to get it in. Doug Rogers, Jasmine Avellitos, and Michael Perry.
You got it.
Perry.
Yeah. Synopsis. With the holidays approaching, Cecilia discovers that retirement isn't all it's cracked up to be. I worry about that so much, about retirement being boring.
Is this something that like you think is on the horizon for you? You and I are the same age.
I'm retiring early. Are you kidding?
Really? How early are you trying to retire?
Oh, like 50.
Wow. Have you been really hitting that retirement? 10 years left. You got all that retirement saved up?
Yeah, I just deposit all my money into retirement.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I don't think I'm retiring anytime soon. But hey, you know, I just worry I'll get bored.
Yeah, that is a concern of mine. Like, how long can you stay on vacation?
My thing is, I feel like I would, my opinion's going to change. And I'm with you right now. But when I'm like 65, like, I think I'm going to be down for it. I think I'm going to be down for like sitting around doing whatever I want. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
We're going to hang out.
Of course we're going to hang out. You're going to still be working.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just a kid.
Someone's got to work. Okay. Retiring all scratched up to be. So Cecilia decides to make a surprise visit to her daughter, Alexis, who created a run cyber Santa.
Created and runs.
Created and runs. Cyber Santa, an online gift-giving business, seizing an opportunity to spend the Christmas with her daughter and get back into the game. Cecilia becomes the intern at the startup company. That's going to be hilarious. And the two learn the importance of family during the most wonderful time of the year, while also finding love.
So
featuring an original song by Jack A. Harry.
Thank God.
Wow.
So Jack A. becomes an intern at her daughter's startup?
Yes.
That's fun.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Hijinks, you think they're going to ensue?
So much hijinks.
It sounds like a sitcom episode or the premise for a sitcom.
Totally.
What is an online gift-giving business?
Amazon?
I think it's got to be more than that. I think it's got to be like it helps you find the perfect gift. And
that's like a gift.
It.
I'm like, why would they say it? An online gift buying website. That's Amazon. Yeah, like, what is an online gift giving? Like, what does that mean?
I think
like
they're doing
you make a list.
Yeah.
You make a list and then people give you gifts. Do you guys make Christmas lists? Like, do you make,
like for myself, like what I want?
Yeah. Do you do that? I mean, I know kids do that, but.
I have never in my life made a Christmas list.
What?
Never.
Even when you were a kid?
Even when I was a kid.
That's crazy, man.
Always was thrilled to be surprised or disappointed either way. Just thrilled to open a gift and like, I don't know. I've never been, just never been my thing. I don't know why. I know that makes me sound, you know. Like I just
no. Your parents wouldn't make you make a list.
No, they would try. They would be like, Daniel, what do you want for Christmas? And I'd be like, I remember once I wanted a Nintendo Game Boy really badly.
Yeah.
And I harped on it a long time, but I very rarely did I have anything like that growing. Like, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. Right. It's just not how I,
you know. You didn't like go through the catalog and like write the SKU numbers down or like cut out the pictures.
I didn't. I have a distinct memory of my mom handing me a catalog in the mail and being like, circle five. Your grandma needs to know what like circle five things you would like from this catalog. And I was having a hard time with it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just
I think
me.
You're either really a Christmas list person or really not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a Christmas list person, Patrick?
When I was a kid, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. You too?
Oh, yeah, I went nuts. I loved a good list.
Yeah.
But now adult, I love the idea. Like, I like being surprised. Like,
me too.
That makes me happy.
I'm actually a hard person to buy gifts for because I don't know. I don't know why I'm so hard to buy gifts for, but yeah, I just am.
We're getting you the complete collection of Reba on DVD.
Wow.
So
oh.
I didn't want to surprise it for you, but I know you're such a big fan.
Do you have a DVD player?
No, but
we're also getting you one of those.
It's important.
Getting you a DVD player
as well.
Yes. It can't do anything else. It's only DVDs, not Blu-ray, and it's not smart. But it does have. It does come with a remote.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
No, it is also formerly Aaron Shea's, and it's been sitting at the office, and we're mailing it to you. Yes. Ooh, then who's this?
Is that yours?
Is that ours? You bought that? No. You bought it when you were doing something. You're doing a lot. You had to watch that one. The store with a lot.
Yep. Yeah, okay, I'll send it to you.
We'll send it to you.
All right, it's coming right up.
Surprise.
I am pouring this up, and I'm pouring it up, and I'm creaming it.
Wow.
I'm
going
to pour the cream right into that wine, make it a dessert wine, and have myself a wonderful night. This sounds like a ton of fun. 10 p.m., December 16th. I will be like max Christmas spirit, kind of freaking out at that point, and so this sounds perfect for me. Yeah, give it to me.
I'm going to let this one breathe.
Whoa.
It does not sound as boring as the name would suggest. I think Jack A. Harry working for her daughter after trying to retire is a funny idea. Can they stretch it out to 84 minutes? I don't think they can. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to let this one breathe. So I said there were going to be two corks, one pour. I was creaming the third one. I'm saving the cream because I said I was creaming the third one. I hope the third one's not bad. And that's where I am.
I've never, what was I going to say? I don't know. Patrick,
are you okay?
I had something
you literally just went, you know, I've never,
you had said something and it made me think about something.
It'll come back. I'm obviously going to pour it up for this because it sounds fun. I'm going to cream it for, something that we're not really talking about. Miss Vivica A. Fox.
I didn't hear that.
She's been missing, and she's been forced, like regulated. Yes. What's that thing where you're like, you know, shoved off?
Relegated.
Like, don't let Dan tell you.
Relegated.
You say it how you want to.
Relegated to those Car Shield commercials.
Regulated.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought I was worried that she was just going to become a spokesperson for Car Shield for the rest of her life. But now she's back. So I'm happy.
She's back, everybody. I love that. Fantastic. Did you pour up with a cream? Wow.
Thanks
so we're cream brothers. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Merry Magic Christmas is on the next night.
Oh, boy.
Also at 10 p.m. What is happening? Why are they premiering movies at 10 p.m.?
Because they hate you.
They haven't done it all season, and it's not like they don't have a movie up against it. That can't be right, right?
Maybe they're finding like it plays better like in L.A. times. You know, they're like very very L.A. company.
But they hadn't done it all season, and then they get to the week doing a back to back and having it at 10 p.m.
Do you think they don't want the competition of the Hallmark movie?
Then do it all season is all I'm saying.
All right.
Why are they waiting until the 16th and the 17th to start 10 p.m. Eastern?
This is prime time Christmas wrapping present time. So
your theory about the West Coast doesn't track. It is 10 p.m. regardless of where you live.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't it be awesome, like for you? I don't care, but you like are into these movies, and at 8 p.m. you watch a new one, and then you're like, man, I wish I could keep this rolling, and you just pop over to
Lifetime. This is what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with it on the 16th. On the 17th, there is no 8 p.m. new movie. It is crazy. Just 10 p.m. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I love a back-to-back. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is the one I'm creaming, so let's hear it. Merry Magic Christmas.
It stars Patricia Isaac and Andrew Dunbar.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I think I know his brother.
The synopsis is so great. I can't wait for you to cream this.
Oh boy.
As Christmas nears, financial advisor Beth finds that her fortune is hinting all around her. That's what it says.
That is not a sentence.
That's literally what it says.
Financial advisor Beth at Christmas finds that her fortune is hinting all around her.
Well, let's read the next sentence.
Let's see if we can reverse engineer this.
She starts seeing a recurring number, 624, an angel number that will help her make her heart's secret wish come true.
What's an angel number?
An angel number is 624.
But is this some like QAnon stuff? Like, what is this?
I've never heard of an angel number. I just learned about
an angel number is a repetitive or predictable sequence or pattern of numbers like 1117775.
So 624 is not an angel number.
Not an angel number.
How do
you right?
Click that. How do I find my angel number? Add the numbers in your birth date, month, and year. So 1983. Month would be 8.
No, don't do this. Someone's going to steal your identity. This is a steal your identity thing.
I think we've already established.
If it was March 7th, 1997,
so mine's 1998. Oh, no.
No, you have to do your month and your day. But
then this gives you a single digit. So I don't know how we're getting
6. Then subtract 3 plus 6.
Then add.
Oh, this is.
Okay, no. Okay. This is,
if you're born on March 7th, 1997, add O plus 3 plus 0 plus 7 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 7, which is 36. Then add 3 plus 6.
So 36 separate, and you then get 9. That's one number. So what is 624?
What the?
We'll have to watch it to find out. Type in, is 624 an angel number?
Oh, yeah. Reverse engineer it.
Yeah, see, we're doing it. We've used reverse engineer twice.
The meaning of 624 angel number from SoSync.com.
All right, now I have to know what my angel number is, and we have to read all of these on air right now because we have time for this.
Oh, my gosh.
The 624 angel number means that it's time to manifest your dreams.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, cool.
I'm still so foggy on what it means, but that's great.
I'm gonna get mine. You guys can keep going.
Okay. Keep reading that synopsis, Patrick.
Yes, so... it mysteriously becomes the time she wakes up. This is literally
like 6:24 p.m. a.m. I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess that's right. How far she bikes and okay, this is, it should say the time or the 60, Okay, got it. It the angel number mysteriously becomes the time she wakes up, how far she bikes, and the countdown she sets.
The countdown she sets?
No clue.
What does that mean? You're setting the countdown. It can't mysteriously become that if it's something that you're setting.
Right. Taking on a pro bono financial case for the local children's
bono.
Theater. Is that what it? That's what it says.
It is, pro bono. But it was just a fun emphasis.
Bono.
Oh, sorry.
Pro bono.
The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You put the right emphasis that, right? On that one, actually. Yes.
Beth meets Nate, who financially inexperienced. Who's financially inexperienced? May, this is really are rough.
You, if you could just blink a couple times to let me know you're still with us.
My cursor was over the ooze.
That'll do it. Yeah.
This may cause the theater to shut down. The two must work together and raise money for the theater and possibly find love along the way.
I don't know how the first part of the synopsis is related to that second part at all.
No.
How does her angel number that is causing her to wake up at the 6:24 and also causing her to count down to 6:24, how is that going to possibly help with this theater?
Don't know. And it's a children's theater. Don't forget that.
And it's pro bono.
Pro bono. So, yeah, that's the story of this movie.
What's your angel number?
My angel number is 999.
Whoa!
And
oh my god,
it's a symbol of completion, transformation, and spiritual awakening, urging us to embrace
you sure
change
you did that right?
And positivity. You want yours?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you do it?
It's your birthday, so I got it. I got to go back. It won't let me do that way. Hold on.
So you got 999 from putting in your birthday?
Yeah.
But how? Yeah. Like that math, the math thing that I saw on the Google doesn't make any sense.
There's a bunch of different ways to calculate it, but I'm serious. All right.
But if you have, if you
your
hold,
angel number is,
if you hold the crystal in your right hand,
your angel number is 555. Yeah.
What's that? What is that one?
Angel number 555. Oh, that's 554. I don't want that.
Patrick's is 666. Uh-oh.
It's associated with change.
Oh, that tracks.
This could be a change in location, a change of job, or a relationship change.
That's interesting. Well, I do have a big announcement today. This is the last we'll be doing.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Hey, I know everything about your birthday aside from the like the actual number of the date. I know everything else. What's the date number?
15.
Okay. If you guys want to see this movie and you want to see Dan look up angel numbers, philo.tv/DTH. You can sign up for
Philo. Your angel number's 333. Why are these all
that's
like
crazy?
Like
subsequential?
It's like
subsequential? Do you regulate that yourself? Are you guys, do you speak English? Either one of you?
No.
Your angel number encourages to set plans into action and let your personal strength be the guide to trust yourself and put thought into your choices.
Okay.
I don't really know
what
that
means.
That's great. Okay. I am pouring this movie up. I think it sounds insane, which I love. And so, yeah, I'm pouring it up, and hopefully it all makes sense once I watch it. But currently, I don't know how any of these things are related to one another to make a film. But for that reason, I'm pouring it up because I want to see
it. I'm pouring it up with a cream. This sounds bonkers new, even more so because of how the synopsis was read. And I have to cream it because I said so. Aaron Shayer, angel number 111.
Wow.
So I don't know if I trust this site or not, but the angel number 111. I put Amgill number in there.
Oh, you don't want to get in the Amgill system. Once you get in the Amgill system, it's a absolute mess. Patrick, what are you doing with this one?
I am going to put a cork in it. Although I love Dan really being into this angel number thing. So that is worth the price of admission. But yeah, this movie makes no sense, and I don't know any of the people in it. And yeah, that's it.
Aaron Shay, 111 means to take chances and to try out new things. Be a yes person, so to speak. The green light associated with the angel number 111 reminds us not to overthink things. There you have it. You got that?
How's that going for you, pal?
Don't overthink it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the final Lifetime movie of the year here on Deck the Hallmark Lifetime Awards. collaboration. Patrick, we're a few weeks into the holiday season now over on the Hallmark Channel. Up TV is cranked up. How's it going over on LifetimeUncorked.com? Are you staying up to date?
I am up to date. I've been so pleasantly surprised by the Hallmark Saturday movies. Sunday. I don't know.
Santa Summit was Sunday. Did you like it as much as we did?
That one was so good. I was like, we're in a bar crawl at a Hallmark movie. I can relate to this, finally. So it was nice to see my life play out on screen, you know?
That's fantastic. Did you, that one's been the best one so far. Any others stick out to you?
I liked that one, and I liked, that was on a different network. I liked, there was one about a winery on Freevee that I liked.
Oh, yeah?
I've really liked them all so far. I mean, there was one that was like super old school Hallmark, and you could really feel the difference. You could really feel like...
Yeah. Was that the flipping house one?
Yeah, the flipping one. I was like, wow, this is old school.
Yep.
Yeah, it literally felt like it could have aired any year aside from this one.
Yeah.
And yet here we are.
Yeah, very interesting to note like the big change in Hallmark for the better, I would say. Yeah.
For sure.
Even the blind guy with the dog, I was like, oh, I like this because it's like an actor who's actually like visually impaired. And that was kind of cool to see him doing like, you know, getting a role in a Hallmark movie. And he's hunky. So, yeah, it worked out.
There you go.
All right. The final movie of the year, Mom's Christmas Boyfriend. Patrick, tell us about it.
Okay. It stars Jean Anne Goosen.
No, it doesn't.
Ali Barrett and Zach Smadu. Smadu.
Smadu.
I gotta be honest, I'm laughing because I couldn't do any better, but it is just so nice hearing it.
I see Zach Smadu on here. Who's Janine? You said what?
Jean Anne Goosen.
It's not hard. You were calling her out to be in the starting lineup.
Jean Anne Goosen. Vanguard from North Carolina.
It's a lot.
Every time she gets the ball, the crowd goes, Goosen!
Yes. Okay, sorry, Jean Anne. Okay, a precious 10-year-old, Lily Morgan.
Precocious.
Oh my gosh.
Oops. Precocious 10-year-old Lily Morgan enters a writing contest about her Christmas wish. She wishes that her single mother, Emma, finds love and a father for Lily, whom Emma's adopted, and an infant in China. After winning the contest, will Lily's wish come true? That's it.
What? Precocious. Give it to me one more time, bud.
I thought upon original reading that you had just sprinkled in a Chinese baby that was adopted. It was like they've adopted Emma and a Chinese baby.
we'll keep her name out of it.
It's very confusing. Precocious 10-year-old Lily Morgan enters a writing contest about her Christmas wish. She wishes that her single mother, Emma, finds a father for Lily, whom Emma...
Okay, but here's my problem with the synopsis, is why'd they put her name in it like that? They're already taught. So she wishes that her single mother, Emma, finds love and a father for... Why didn't they just say for her? They're already talking about her. So when they bring back up Lily,
that's tricky.
I'm like, who's Lily? She's the one that we've been talking about the whole time. And,
and she was adopted... From China.
Yeah. Why is that necessary in the synopsis? Why do they need to add that in the synopsis?
Finds love and a father for Lily.
Are there people who Emma, that were going to watch and then they read that and they're not? Are there those monsters out there? Why do you add an adopted as an infant from China in there if they're not going to China or doing something with it?
It sounds like that's something that they have to overcome. Oh so it's gosh. Like finds so, love and know. A father for Lily, who Emma adopted as an infant from China.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, hopefully that's not the way they were intending to write it, but
they did it.
I mean, you never know. So that's the synopsis.
I'm putting a cork in this one. The fact that they are adopting kids from China. I would not. I'm kidding. It's a joke from earlier, guys. Good Lord. But I am putting a cork in this movie. It does not sound good to me, but it has nothing to do with the kid and where she's from.
I am also putting a cork in this movie because it sounds terrible. They couldn't even write a good synopsis. I'm out.
Right. I'm going to put a cork in it. It's too close to Christmas time to care, especially with the synopsis being really boring and confusing.
Well, there you go, everybody. Congratulations. And she's precocious.
Yeah. And maybe precious. Don't we don't forget. Know.
She's precious. She's precocious.
Probably.
Yeah.
We did, everybody. Congratulations. All 12 Lifetime movies plus one Lifetime Movie Network movies have been previewed successfully. And it all gets started next weekend on the 18th, mm-hmm. and we'll be reviewing that movie right out of the gate, immediately, the next day. So watch that movie live on the 18th, and then tune in for our review of it on the 19th, because we really care.
Yeah.
We don't. This is too late in the season to be given weeks off. No, we just got to dive right into it. Patrick, keep doing your thing. Everybody check out LifetimeUncorked.com for all the reviews, not just Lifetime, throughout this holiday mm-hmm. season. And until next time, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.